This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. The Marion Bulldogs have a new leader on the sidelines. The Marion ISD called on Joe Call in February to lead the Bulldogs in 2025. Call comes to Marion after spending the last two decades in various roles, including head track coach and offensive coordinator at his alma mater, Judson High School. Call says his new team has worked hard in the offseason to get ready for the challenges of the upcoming season.
We've worked really hard this offseason. We worked really hard in the spring. But that doesn't guarantee that there's not going to be any valleys, not going to be any challenges. So, you know, what I'm looking for, I just want to see how they respond in adverse situations, because it's going to come, right? That's the inevitable. So I want to see how they respond in adverse situations. So one game at a time, you know, the challenges when we hit that adversity, how are you going to respond? I want us to keep our composure and control the things we can control.
Last season, the Bulldogs finished tied for second place in District 13-3A. The Bulldogs won their first playoff game in 5 years with a 46-14 victory over Jordanton in the bi-district round. Marion quarterback Cade Pape is back from that team. The senior says he and his returning playmakers are excited to work with a new system this year. And even though they need to replace three seniors from last year's offensive line, he feels confident in the new guys blocking up front.
We lost a bunch of guys, but I believe we've got good depth this year. Everyone's been working hard in the summer, learning the new offense, learning the new scheme. They've been putting in the work, and I believe that they're going to protect us, and they're going to, like I believe, you know, you win games up front. You got to win in the trenches. We're going to be able to run the ball, and I believe we should do it at a very high level.
Marion will open the season at home on August 29th against Stockdale. The Bulldogs will play New Braunfels Long Creek on a Thursday night in week two, in a game you'll be able to hear on KWED. The Navarro Panthers are also underway with workouts this week. We'll have a look at how the Panthers' practices are going on Wednesday. The Seguin Matadors start their practices next Monday. Our high school broadcast schedule begins on August 29th when Seguin plays at Alamo Heights. You'll hear all the action on AM 1580 KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. College football, the coaches' poll for the 2025 college football season was released yesterday, and the Texas Longhorns claim the top spot for the first time in program history, receiving 28 of 67 first-place votes to edge out defending national champion Ohio State. Texas Tech cracked the top 25 at number 24, marking their return to the coaches' preseason poll since 2023. Meanwhile, Texas A&M landed at 21st, tied with Iowa State at 392 points each. The Longhorns entered the season with high expectations after their 13-3 campaign last year, which ended with a Cotton Bowl loss to Ohio State. The Longhorns and Buckeyes will meet in week one of the season on August 30th in Columbus. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory, as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.